It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 928.
It is Weekend Banter. GM Jess, otherwise known as Whip, Mr. 97. We're all here.
And Jessica Lucas, you are back in your place in Metro Melbourne. How is it to be out of Geelong? Oh, sorry, not Geelong, Bendigo.
You went to Geelong.
I went to Geelong. Same.
Yeah, Bendigo was great. I was happy to come back and regroup, have some alone time, and I'm going back this weekend to see everyone again. So it's good to have the option of having alone time versus family time.
What's the best thing about living by yourself?
Just doing what I want, you know, not having someone talk to you. Like if you're in a mood or whatever, or like you just want to, because I'm actually quite introverted. You probably don't think that, but I like my alone time.
You've said it enough that I am thinking it.
And so, being at home, it was like mom and dad were everywhere. My sister was there. Her boyfriend was there. Like the only time you could actually get alone time was when you went to your bedroom.
Is there anything, is the bedroom sort of well set up? Like, could you spend hours in the bedroom?
I don't like spending, I wouldn't want to do that, but it's a good bedroom. It's fine. I don't have anything other than a bed. There's like a chest of drawers and a poof and that's it.
You could read a book?
I could read a book if I wanted to, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I've lived by myself. I lived in my my studio. It was lonely at times. You're very in your own head. But it's better than living. I think what you're saying, Jess, is the version of living with nightmare housemates, because I have done that too. And it just...
You have one now, apparently, yeah.
Well, yeah. I love him more than anything, which is a weird... no, it's good, but otherwise he'd be gone. But no, like, oh, God, I remember living just with a guy who had a dog, big greyhound. He was a lovely guy. But the dog would just shit out the back and you couldn't go out there. It was so bad. He just didn't clean it up. And then you don't want to have the awkward convo like, mate, clean your shit up, because I'd come into his share house. So there's, you know,
I feel like
there's
you could have that
order.
Convo though.
It feels like in the scheme of convos, that's a pretty easy one.
Yeah.
If he's shitting on the bowl, that's annoying. But the dog shit outside, it's not very, it's like, it's not a personal attack. It's like, mate, I'm about to stand on one of these shits, and if I do, you're going to have to buy me a new pair of ASICs.
I'm with
but
JJ,
Josh, imagine living with someone that... So, you don't get along with everyone. I think you can get along with everyone. But no, I don't get along with everyone in terms of a connection, like a vibe. I have, you know, a lot of people in the workplace, like you guys I love, but you know, you work with some people, but you're like, I just work with them, nothing else. I wouldn't fucking hang out with them ever. That's not what you get to... You don't get to choose that if you're going into a blind house. You know, like you're just going in blind.
You're making it out like it's a reality show where you... Like, don't you have an interview or a conversation with them first?
Yeah, but everyone's doing their best. What coffee do you drink? Long black. You know, it's like bullshit. It's a long...
Nah. In London.
Big cappuccino with, you know, a pump of caramel. You absolute animal. What happened in London?
Well, you do interviews for rooms and that kind of stuff. And so, this couple that I know did the most outrageous interviews to make sure that they would get along with their future housemate, because they had to come party with us. Like, they had to be part of that culture, I suppose, that we had over there.
Okay. Sick units.
The question was...
Why are you in London otherwise?
No. It really, the what someone says to this question says a lot about someone.
Okay, go.
Here we go. No, we all have to answer it. How about that?
Okay, done.
Can I start?
Yeah.
We don't have a question.
Yeah, if you really want to. Would you fuck your mum to save your dad?
Jesus.
Wow. I regret this game.
I regret this. We should have played this.
Turn off.
That's a bit of trivia, isn't it?
Let's call Lynn Jansen to find it.
That is a really, that is a fucked up question.
It's fucked up, isn't it? But the thing is, if you don't laugh,
Josh, you
at
said
it
you were
and
going
you
first,
get offended by it, you know that you don't want them in your house.
That's
if you take it too seriously, like, okay.
There's two spectrums. They're taking it seriously and actually thinking about it. Or two, they get offended by it and therefore they didn't align to... our values.
So what's the right answer?
That's not the right word. But.
Well, Mason, that's what do you think the right answer? I think it's
no, no, no. About it's what hard Mason. Because.
No, Mason, the right answer is the response being however you deliver it. Mm-hmm. So the thing is it's a test on the personality. The answer is really redundant because you could laugh and go, that's a good no way.
What's a good reply?
I think a funny reply is if there's multiple people, you say, actually, no, it's two for one. No, it's all good.
So you get in if you
No. I think I was going to say, oh no, but I would have sex with Mason's mum to save his dad.
Wow, that took a turn.
No, but what about this? What about
it's funny? Everyone laughed.
What about if my dad? What about if your dad was willing to die so it didn't happen? Yeah. You know, like he was okay with it. It's like I'm.
Yeah, I mean, what situation are you in?
You're not in.
Well, yeah, no. Not. Look. No.
Well, I mean, you brought up the fucking human centipede the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That wasn't on the show though, Jess.
It's good gear though.
Real blurred lines between what happens on the show and off the show. But what did you answer? Because you probably went through that to get in.
Well, no, I wasn't in that house, so I didn't have to. But, I mean, I didn't actually have to interview anyone for the rest of my stay in that apartment in mine. So, I wish I had the chance to use it and I wish I was part of that interview
process. The thing is, I think that you could get away with it. I think that if it was any of us asking that question, we would be cancelled. You'd 100% be cancelled.
Why?
It's like, oh, my God, those sleep. It has that sort of...
To a girl, if there was three...
Yeah, well, no, just... Don't you think?
No, because there was guys that were in the house that was part of the interview.
Because
you don't want that all go.
1997, 8?
2019, yeah.
Real pushback. Yeah. No, you can't ask. You can't ask.
No, but I think you can ask that because it's clearly outrageous. It's, clearly fucking... Do you think they would have done it if they somehow had a prim and proper, you know, Australian or English person that came in and, you know, they seem very meek and not out there?
What's a good question? Like, if we were to come up with an actual good question, TJ, what do you think a good question to ask someone
is? Think... I would ask you, do you like chores? And you're like, I'm the chores guy. And then I'd be like, fucking great, live with me. And then you'd be like, don't do shit around the house and would have to kick you out. So my point is the bit is what you hear from them could be just complete bullshit. So this is the thing. So who have I lived with? I've lived with my mate Matt, who we worked well together. We worked really well together.
What does that mean?
Just a team. If you've got a housemate,
like the same TV shows, it's not your partner. The same dinners, Mexican, it's not your partner. Tuesdays.
It's a. Mm-hmm. It's you need to think about that, Josh. You've never lived with anybody other than
if
your
you had to
Bree.
TJ. If you had to pick someone in our team, out of Jess, Mace, GB, or myself to live with, who would you pick?
Yeah, good question. Great question. I would have sex with my mum. Sorry, well, that wasn't the question. Oh, fuck. No. I reckon Jess. Uh-huh. Then, but so he goes, Jess, Mason, Josh.
And then what about George? Poor GB.
Oh, GB, sorry. I thought you meant us on the show.
Surely GB takes my place.
Yeah, you're right. GB first. So laid back.
GB would be my first pick too.
So laid back and I'd have a bit more control over him than I do of you.
We did this on hump day. And I said GB as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's upsetting. What's wrong with me? What is wrong with
you? You weren't in hump day. It was just everyone in hump day.
Okay.
I think I
choose Grace or GB in hump day? I can't remember. I think you chose Grace over any of you guys.
Yeah.
So the thing is...
But I could... Jess, you're clean, you're tidy, you're on top of things. It's definitely out of the four of us here.
Can I just sell myself in at least?
Mace, you just don't have enough runs on the board in terms of...
Sure, fair enough. Okay. Yeah, it's like a credit card application.
Mace, I do think that you would be great to live with though.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, thank you.
You would thank be you. Up there.
And so, do you think that I would be fun?
Are you doing chores?
Yeah, so the thing is.
Based on our conversation this morning, no.
Okay. What does that mean?
You literally told me about when Bree goes away.
Oh, yeah. What did I say? I can't even remember.
Yeah, I mean, you leave just shit everywhere.
No, what I said was I was like, I'm not someone who operates in a neat way, but if Bree goes away, I'm like, within 3 days, I'm like really pissed off. I don't know why. It's because there's shit everywhere, and then I start to tidy up.
You cleaned 80% of it, feels good. Last time.
Yeah, I got really... And I think that was like 80% from a Bree standard is 100% for everyone else. Like, she runs a tight ship. But yeah. So from a, if I was to sell it in, this is what I'd say. Yeah, for one, the latest technology. So think the bike, the exercise bike, that's going to be great. I'm also a minimalist outside. So, I'll have a lot of books that you can read, but I am sort of a minimalist. So I'm not going to take up heaps of space. Potentially, I love the challenge of not having much storage at all. I could imagine culling my clothes down to just a few items.
How's that a selling point?
Well, because I don't take up much room.
Just flag that none of these are personality qualities at all?
Okay. Yeah, so, the personality qualities. That. So, I'm fun. I'm definitely fun. I think I'm like a... I'm respectful of people's space, but also, personality traits is hard, isn't it? But the exercise bike's good, and Apple TV's great. A lot of subscriptions, Stan, yep. Netflix.
Get Josh, you say you're a minimalist, but you've got, look at your bloody tech setup.
No,
hang on. That's minimalism work. Versus like, well, physical versus digital. That's another thing. They don't take up space. Digital. Okay. But, I mean, the other thing... So, I reckon, Josh, if we live together, we would be the biggest enablers. Just tech-wise, we'd just be buying freaking everything.
Yeah. Would we have smart lights?
Yes, we would have everything.
Yeah. Yeah,
everything nice. In the house. The blinds would be automatic. Like, it'd just be...
It'd be nice.
Yeah. We'd buy a smart dishwasher. Mm-hmm. Like, just get a bit outrageous.
Yeah. It'd be great. Yeah, the smart fridge. Bree and I actually looked at the smart fridge. It's silly.
How smart are they?
Yeah, they're dumb. They're basically like an Android tablet stuck into the fridge. They work very poorly. Like,
you
can
put an iPad Pro on there with heavy American adhesive.
Just a magnet or whatever. Definitely.
Velcro.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Ace.
Jess, who would you live with out of the three of us? Four of us.
Just the three of you? Not GB's not included?
Nah.
Yeah, not GB. I'm over GB. He's pissed me off.
Poor GB. We know everyone wants to fucking live with GB because
he's just so chill and happy. Imagine living with those vibes. It's hard to say. Probably Mason out of you three.
What are my pros and cons?
Can I just say that you're picking someone, like, who's going to be the least amount of integrated into your life? So, the reason why you're picking Mason is because you don't think that he's going to have much impact on the actual life. But if you actually had
that's
to-
That's right.
If you actually that's had what to you design, want from a roommate. Surely
no,
you know
no, it. No. But the thing is that if you had to pick, like, you know what, my life- Like, you know, the vibe, the friends of the housemate, like all of that stuff becomes a consideration as well.
Yeah. Actually, no. Are you saying Jess won't like the coconut crew? Maybe this TJ for drinks.
TJ for drinks.
I mean, I know you're not drinking at the moment, TJ, but like we could have a nice glass of red or something in beers and stuff on the weekend.
I respect his decision to go with Mr. 97 based on there is something about the power in the house. Like, I feel like you would be the powerhouse of the house. Like... You could bring down the run sheet of who's doing the
But that's
dishes.
The appeal for GB as well, isn't it? Like, that's why you pick GB. It's because the thing of him being chill is that you can tell him what to do.
Exactly.
No, not
exactly.
At all. It's just more like just go sit on the couch and just chat, you know?
No, I think I could do that with all of you guys. Undertones of status.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, and like I can have a red wine. Like, why can't I have a glass of red?
Josh, I think, okay, I do see positives living with you, but the only negative I could see happening is you'd be like, I'm reading this book and you need to go read that right now because we need to have a conversation about it and then we're going to spend the whole weekend talking about it. Mm-hmm. And I just, and you can get on your bike and do 5 hours and then we'll go for a walk and then I'm having
a gym. You're worried that I'll sort of manage it all?
No, it'd just be the book thing. The conversations would be too intellectual for me.
It's
I think,
book,
when
it's
I just want
the book,
chill.
The bike, and the Apple TV.
it's the all book. Your
and
selling
also
points.
Also document your TV choices probably wouldn't align with mine.
Well, have you got Amazon Prime?
Jess actually, she actually watches TikTok streaming from her phone on
Do
TV.
You?
Oh,
yeah.
She said she spends hours. Is it true? Well.
Yeah, there's been like 2 or 3 nights in lockdown. Guys, I had nothing else to do. Come on.
True. 2 or 3 nights isn't crazy.
Yeah, I haven't done it. I don't do it that often.
And what are you hoping for?
In what?
When you're watching it, like what's the vibe? You sad?
God, you just laugh, don't you? Okay.
Are you having a wine?
You love TikTok.
No. Well, I haven't. I got rid of TikTok. I'm actually fail videos. I love love searching fail videos.
Fail compilation videos are the best. Mm-hmm.
Josh, I will say that was some fun when we've spent some time together.
Oh, that was good.
Electric seat, rope on a skateboard.
Didn't we watched them when in LA, didn't we?
Yeah, we did
probably,
some of that too, probably.
I mean, so the thing is, it would be the bit that you would struggle with, Jess, is the country theme. Yeah, undies on the floor. No, because I'm a minimalist, I will have to borrow your clothes. No, the country themes, like I do get into sort of, I go through these waves where it's like, okay, yeah, we're going to do England.
What happened to Iran?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, we could do Persian food. That would be a great theme.
I found a Persian restaurant in Templestowe.
Yes.
Oh, really? I literally saw it.
It also has a – has it got a supermarket attached to it?
Didn't see that. It looks pretty dingy anyway, but the food smelt good.
Oh, great.
And people looked happy in there. So
I think where we should go. My mate got the coal barbecue, like the Coles barbecue thing potentially. Not as in Coles, as in Coles Woolworths, but as in
– Was it Tehran, TJ? Tehran Persian?
Yeah, it's in the plaza, like the main.
Tehran is the capital.
I think maybe. I don't know. It looks like they've converted an office into a restaurant.
That's good.
Because I walked past there when we were in lockdown, nothing was open. Everything was just deserted for so long. And then I walked past on Saturday night, last weekend, pumping. Bodie and I went to get an ice cream. It was heaving, the whole area.
What do you think... if we had to write a Hinge profile for Tommy, what do you think? What would you put on it?
Dad,
fun loving,
dad, great dad,
great dad, and great husband.
Dad.
And what would you say? What would you say, TJ? What do you think you'd put on there?
What would I say? See, here's the thing. I would go so minimal. I wouldn't be. I literally would. I don't even know. Fuck. I don't know what I mean. You're putting him into your mindset.
Well, the thing is, you don't write a profile on Hinge anyway, okay?
Okay.
Josh.
Okay. But what do you do?
So, what about like Tinder? Let's just say, I just said Hinge because I was trying to be cool.
A dating app profile.
Dating app profile. What do you.
Yeah, okay.
TJ, what would you put on it? Like, what's it? You need to put your personality.
I need some reference.
I'll give you some of the questions, maybe.
He's just going to copy.
Oh, is this what. So, hang on. Do they ask questions? They're not. It's not a written profile.
That's
it's
right,
not like a bio.
Yeah.
Fun.
No, well, that as Josh said, it's the on Bumble and Tinder, you write a bio, and then on Hinge, you have questions to answer.
Actually, here it is.
Yeah.
Traps, 9 out of 10.
No. TV's Tommy Jacket.
TV's Tommy Jacket.
Not even on TV, but it's funny.
That is funny.
Okay. So you ask questions. So there's questions, not a profile. Okay, go. What are the questions?
Okay. Maybe we could go through 3 and you all have to answer yours would be. Because we have 3 questions that you need to answer on your Hinge profile.
Okay. And then we can all answer if you'd sleep with your mum to save your dad. All right, go.
Okay, question. Dating me is like... ...
Oh,
Mason?
God.
Dating me is... I think it's fun.
You're not that convincing just yet?
I mean, this is where you can.
I would say, it's going to be funny. I think I would say like eating a tub of Greek yogurt. That's what I'd say.
What does that mean? It's healthy for you? A bit of gut bacteria.
I think it's just
annoying because you always want the sweet one.
And I'd come back and say, like, what, Yoplait? That's a good opener.
Like, yeah, that, great. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Okay, and tell me what's yours.
TJ, what was yours?
Fuck, I don't know. I'd leave it blank.
No, it's not. Yeah.
I mean, these are like different yogurt questions. I'm just picking.
Fun, spontaneous, and... oh, no. You will laugh.
Out of all of those answers, swiping right on
you,
Josh.
You will laugh. Oh, my God. Okay.
Mate, I let the profile pick do the work, babe. Well.
Yeah, go. Go. Next.
Okay. I bet you can't... dot, dot, dot.
I bet you can't...
eat an entire tub of yogurt.
It's yogurt heavy. What if they're fucking lactose intolerant?
Lactose intolerant, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's probably then
your,
I'm right.
It's a filter, yeah. It's your filter.
Yeah, I bet you can't... I bet you can't. Come on, TJ, you do one.
Do a standing backflip. Because then you get girls who can, and then you're like, fuck, they're gymnasts.
So you're trying to filter just for gymnasts.
I don't know. That's all that came to mind.
Figure out what a CDN is. That's my idea.
Yeah, that's good.
That's
you are hot.
Yeah, also.
All right. Third.
I will introduce you to my family if...
if we have to. okay, if I'm forced that. To go I to the family you, Christmas.
I set you guys up. Fuck my mum, obviously. If loving this is wrong, I don't want to be right. Dot, dot, dot.
If loving this
is wrong,
I don't want to be right. Yeah, because then you need to find something like eating peanut butter with a spoon.
Oh, mate, like you that. Are such a basic bitch.
What were you going? Go on, Josh. What are you going to go? So, what is it?
It's going to be the yogurt.
Loving this is wrong. I don't want to be right.
Loving this is wrong. Don't want to be right.
So, it's something that you love.
Yeah. So, it's like if you're guilty pleasure or something.
So, Jess and I have the same problem, which is like we go to food as our gear and we can't. They can't all be food answers. If loving this is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Midnight snacks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, but it's too easy.
Easy go-to food.
It's too easy.
Scrolling on Oz Bargain.
Yeah, you lost me.
It's a great filter, though.
Easy. So, no, but then you're going to get like, I don't want to get someone who's too pedantic when it comes to money.
Jess,
loving this is wrong.
Question: yes. Have you been on dates with guys that have answered well that you're like, that's fucking clever or well thought through, and then they're absolute duds?
Not that I can remember. Tell me, my dating life is not
okay. You're not the right person
at the moment.
I feel like there would be more people who could string together some good bio than there is good. Oh, people.
For sure. But people spend hours on that. Like, if you spent, like, you know, how many people are just doing it on the fly like that? That's a thing that people invest time into.
I mean, what people are looking for is the fucking featured Tinder profile in BuzzFeed. That vibe. That's what everyone's vying for.
Yeah.
Clever, witty, smart, funny.
So, this guy said, if loving this is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I was just trying to find... I saw something... our mate Keegs did a tweet... a couple of days ago where he was like, has anyone got that feeling where it's like you've had really good banter with someone on a dating app, but then you are worried to meet because you think you're going to be underwhelming? I feel like there is definitely the risk in being like, I think banter wise, I think unbeatable. I think that
you are
I can text.
Just, yeah. Yeah.
So
But I think in person I could be banter too. But I think the thing is, like, what is going to be my downfall is obviously my physicality. Maybe it's not sort of.
Oh, it's not the, stop it. No, this
stop
is
it,
what you need to be a kind of surprise.
Oh, stop it.
Well, we're just not entertaining that. Being a Kinder surprise is where it's at. You've got to under promise and over deliver.
Kinder surprise.
And surprise and delight kind of
thing. So that's why I would like to go real minimal. In in my profile.
What do you think, Mason? What do you what's your approach? You look like you're really thinking.
Oh, you thinking about I was actually just on. I was just reading through a Reddit page with like Tinder profiles on it.
And
I'm just really grateful.
Well, there's not much
to go on these apps. I found great. Podcast.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, find yourself a podcast would be my bio.
Oh yeah, I think something that you love that you don't.
So that guy had hot twiggy sticks. Like twiggy sticks. Disgusting.
What are twiggy sticks?
What's hot twiggy sticks?
Thank you, Bray, for the coffee.
Surprised you got that, to be honest. Yeah, no. Your behaviour around the household.
Oh, yuck. Hot twiggy sticks.
What is a hot... A twiggy stick is the...
It's a seasoned pork cooked, smoked and dried.
I mean, I'd probably pick at it if I was walking past a butcher giving away a freebie.
I know what it is.
Right, fucking sweet.
I know what my answer is. Okay. If it's wrong, I don't want it to be right. It's food, though. But it would be...
classic.
Scooping dip. It's a bit confusing though, isn't it? Scooping dip. Like, what does that mean? But like eating too much dip. I'm finishing a tub of dip.
No, I love dip. Love dip.
The problem is
you would finish a tub of dip.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so that's I think what you're looking for is someone who doesn't do what you do in the dip department. Amy doesn't do it. Does Bree do it? Does Bree dip?
No, Bree doesn't have that much dip, no.
Yeah, so I think it's. I think you've found your one. When you can find someone who's the opposite dipper of you, you've found the one.
What's the deal with going in your Tinder profile, funny and banterous like that, versus leading with all your quirks?
What do you mean?
Well, do you reckon, which one's better? Do you reckon leading with all your quirks is a better in?
So, the quirks would look like...
I don't know, just being outrageous, like, you know.
Hi, Karen, I use my phone in the shower.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, okay, Mason.
What was the question you just asked, Jess? What was that that hinge flubbing question? Using your phone in the shower. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
You know what I mean? Just like,
I think that's relatable.
What same. I do in the toilet bowl.
Taking a there's a 70% chance I'm taking a dump right now.
Oh,
what about like if I'm online, I'm taking a dump.
What about how would you feel about that? If this is wrong, I don't want to be right.
That's what got you, Mason. The sex with your mum didn't gross you out, but the poo did. Everyone poos.
Yeah,
you poo.
Sitting down while peeing.
If I was a guy, that's exactly what I would do.
And so, but do you love that in a guy?
Like if I had that in my profile,
would you pull your arsenal?
I feel like TJ can get away with it.
I wouldn't have thought about it, to be honest.
I think if I was the Greek yogurt dude and then sitting on the toilet, I think it's too many red flags. I think there's like, it's a real vibe.
That is funny.
Do you know something interesting that I discovered? So I did a...
Greek yogurt.
No, talking about all the books and stuff, and I was thinking about like facts and pulling out facts. Did you read my backpacking fact that I left you with, Sevs?
Yeah.
About the word backpacking?
That it wasn't in the Oxford Dictionary and the book was written before it was even in there?
Yeah, so 1974, the book that I put a book out for Sevs to read, it was all about like backpacking. And in the foreword, it said backpacking is not in the Oxford Dictionary. Like it wasn't in the Oxford Dictionary. This book was from 1974. And so I just thought that's a fun fact. From 1974, like before that time, backpacking wasn't in the dictionary. Wasn't a thing. Mm. Is that crazy?
Who came up? I mean, he seems to have...
Who coined it?
Was it used a good question. By him?
I just got vertigo. That's very weird. My ears are all funny.
Yeah.
You okay?
he's holding his nose. He's trying to do that thing when you're on a jet plane you see children do.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2. It's weird. Anyway, we better go. I think I'm having a panic attack. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Sevs. Everyone enjoy your Sunday and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.